Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let your first activities as you wake up be to have a quiet time before God, who kept you all through the night and made you see another day. Switch on your phone, listen and pray with Turning Point Audio. Receive the prayers and the prophetic blessings for the day. Then turn to our prayer booklet for the day's short Bible study. Pray the prayers as well. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. TPGF members and listeners worldwide, subscribe online for the prayer book content to be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. To subscribe or renew your subscription, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now. Welcome also to Wednesday, the third day in April 2024. The third day stands for Trinity, Resurrection, and Restoration. Open your hand and heart for today's prayerful blessings and be responding with Amen. I receive it. I pronounce you blessed on this third day in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May your life and things experience divine resurrection and restoration. Genesis 22 verse 4 says, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. The third day is for seeing the place, is for receiving clear vision. Do this if you can. Use your right hand to wipe your face 3 times. I prophesy, may your eyes be opened to see the place. Both in the spiritual and physical, you shall locate the place. The place is where your ram is tied in the thicket, like it was for Abraham on Mount Moriah. Your place is the place of your unsolicited favors and waiting miracles. It's your worthy place, your God's given breakthrough location. This day, you shall see the place. Is there something you've been trying to remember? Maybe somebody or something, an important thing, you just can't remember it easily. Do this. Put your hand on your forehead gently and let me pray. I pray. Remember it now. Remember it now. God shall bring it back to your memory. Then some people too needed to remember you for blessing, for invitation, and for connection. God will remind good people of you this day. God will remind good people of your children. They will call, they will send SMS, send an email. A parcel shall be delivered to you very soon, containing what will make you happy. I don't know who this person is. It is so strong in my spirit now. You shall be remembered for a major breaking through news. A major breaking news is coming for you. Before Saturday, it shall come. Send your testimonies then. Raise your cell phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. From likely and unlikely sources, from likely and unlikely people, good money shall be paid into your account. I prophesy alert upon alert, payment upon payment, and sales upon sales. Those who owe you will come and pay. Everyone owing debt, I issue a decree that your debt shall be supernaturally canceled by being forgiven, or serious reduction, or a provision to pay it up with ease. Anyhow, debt pressure shall leave your life. Say amen. Remember each time God blesses you with money, either as income, payment, or gift. Give God his own portion first, correct and faithful tithing, and whichever other seed God may be laying in your heart to sow. That way, your heavenly windows shall be opened wider. You will soon be operating in millions and multi-millions without struggle and stress. Say amen. I believe and I receive. Amen. I believe and I receive. April 3 celebrants, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. You will mark April 3 yearly in good health, joy, in peace, changing from level to level with pleasant testimonies. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the third day of our Healing Prayers Week. Before I take the first set of prayers, Let me quickly make a correction of my statement on Monday that Jesus ascended to heaven on Monday and a cloud received him out of their sight. That was not exactly correct. His death was on Friday, resurrection was on Sunday, meeting his disciples at Galilee was on Monday, but ascension to glory was after 40 days of resurrection. See it in Acts chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So, it was 40 days after, not on the fourth day. Thank you, God's servant, Bishop Joseph Eboeme, for drawing my attention to this. Now, to healing prayers. Healing, supernatural healing, is part of our covenant inheritance in redemption. Reject sicknesses, disease, aches, and pains by whatever names they are called in the spiritual. What you accept stays. What you resist and reject goes. God, get ready to be set free. Today is your freedom day. Tonsillitis. Someone is suffering from tonsillitis. Sore throat. Finding it difficult to swallow. Then mumps. Painful swelling on your salivary gland. Lay hands there. Your healing is today. Suicide thoughts. Someone is always having suicide thoughts. That also is abnormality. You shall be delivered from it today. Diabetes. All diabetes patients, you are diagnosed to be diabetic. The devil is a liar. Your blood sugar level will become normal after this prayer. Take water in a cup or in a bottle, the one you can drink at once after this prayer. Surgery side effects. You had a surgery some time ago and you developed certain discomfort since then. Lay hands on your mantle there. That our problems will go. Your healing is coming and is coming now. Caesar, regular Caesar, maybe not you, your son, your daughter, your brother, or a loved one. Bring them closer if they are around, or look for one of their items at home and raise it up, or with their photographs, or anything, any of their items. Who is this woman? One of your breasts has been removed surgically to save you from cancer spread. Malignant cancer, but you are having some funny feelings or even pains on the other breast now. Lay your hand there on your mantle. Affliction will not come the second time. Your other breast shall be saved. Your life too shall be saved. Woman, a little lump on your breast. Lay hand there. Dizziness. Someone there is always feeling dizzy as if you are to fall down. It comes often. Today also is your healing. Then frequent urination. A man listening to me now, you suffer frequent urination more than 4 or 5 times at night before daybreak. They told you it's prostate issue. God heals prostate as well. Get ready. You shall be totally healed. You will also take that water. Weakness. You feel weak. Someone is feeling weak. You get tired so easily. Get a cup of water as well. After this prayer, you will drink. Weakness will leave you. Dream attack. You often have horrible dreams and you find yourself being attacked in the dream. All highlighted issues. Lay your mantle on the place or on yourself and let me pray. Healing is today. Deliverance is today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. All cases mentioned. Even those not specifically mentioned, but the victims have faith for healing. Receive your healing now. I say receive your complete healings now. Evil forces and powers behind all these afflictions, die now. Viruses and infections, die now. You are set free. I say you are set free. Say amen, amen, and amen 3 times. Yes, drink that water by faith. Anoint the place, anoint yourself, and engage some other faith actions as we daily teach here, as God may lay on your heart. Check it up. Something has happened. Send your testimonies later. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also pray these prayers and be healed. Today is the Prayer Mountain service. in our Abuja Center, usual place, usual time. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for proper direction to our prayer mountain service in Abuja today. 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain program in Ikeja, Lagos. So all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, venue as usual, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, opposite Allen Bus Stop, Allen Junction, Ikeja. Two services we hold as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is Turn My Water Into Wine. The marriage of Cana of Galilee miracle shall be enacted in your life. Bring water and a non-alcoholic red juice. Even Zobo is all right. It is red. We will mix the two together. After prayer and prophetic blessings, you will drink and your miracle will start immediately. Healing, rearrangement of destiny, divine connection, conception, doors opening. Hey, water, turn my water to wine. Same two services we hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt centers. Please go there. It shall be live streamed for all over the world. Telephone number, Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Do so now, and then you will be directed. Then this month, the fourth month, our special seed is four. What you do that brings the glory, you keep doing it. God led us into this. It's working. Testimonies are coming. So we are sowing the seed of 4444. As many fours as you can add and as you can sow. 100,444 naira 44 kobo. 50,444 naira 44 kobo. 20, 10, 4,444 naira 44 kobo. As many falls as you have the grace and the faith and the ability to sow. All TPGF members abroad, all the nations where you are, do your 444 seed and use the PayPal. Don't forget your monthly tithe, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed. Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant work with God as long as we live. TPGF is a fertile soil to sow your tithe and your seed. Do so, and the power of God will be on you. I prophesy divine lifting and blessing. This is your month. You will not fail. What God cannot do does not exist, for there is nothing God cannot do. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.